You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on what time you're hearing this. Maybe even good evening. This is Pastor Paul Esposito here, pastor of Island Community Church, station manager at WMIE and WWBC, here to say, thanks for tuning us in here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to tune in here to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. And God's got a word for you today. Oh, does He ever this week have a word for you? We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 this week. We'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, there's a lot going on at Island Community Church. And if you are looking for a church home, I invite you to come out and visit. If you like what you hear on the radio here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. or 11:45 or 8:45 in the evening, why don't you come out and visit us sometime? I'd love to see you. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. This week, this Sunday here coming up, my sermon is entitled Introducing John the Baptist. We're going to look at him. We're going to have a Christmas party lunch right after the service at 12 o'clock. That's the 23rd. And then Monday, the 24th, our annual candlelight service will be at 5:30. More on that as the week unfolds. Here today, part one of this Paul's thorn in the flesh. What was it? Paul said, "Lest I be exalted above measure, a thorn in the flesh was given me, an angelos of Satan." That's messenger. I've translated it angel. That's what we're looking at here this week. We have a lot of unanswered questions on that. We're going to try to answer all of those questions here today. What was it? Where did it came from? Who gave it to him? Why did they give it to him? And then, well, you'll hear that as we go along here today. So this is part one now of this message. Well, we could call it "My Power is Perfected in Weakness." We're looking today at Paul's thorn in the flesh, one of my all-time favorite texts in all the Bible. Maybe you say, well, that's not a Christmas story. Well, next week we'll get into that. Next Sunday my sermon will be Introducing John the Baptist. We're going to see what's going on there with him, and then right down the street from him on 3rd and Jerusalem Boulevard, we'll see the angels and what they see. So Sunday will be John the Baptist. On Monday night, my sermon is going to be The Word Became Flesh, the Gospel of John chapter 1. In the meantime, it's one of my favorite texts in the Bible. And also, it's a text that's greatly misunderstood. You know, I hear it all the time. Oh, I know what that means, Paul's thorn in the flesh. Without even knowing where to find 2 Corinthians, at least as Donald Trump would call it. Hello, it's 2 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians. Others I've heard have, in a moment of extreme pride, have actually asked God for a thorn in the flesh so that they too can be a super Christian like Paul was. Now let's read the entire text, and then I'll go through verse by verse and explain what it all means. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, if everyone's there. I'm reading from my own Bible translation, the EMTV.
Now it is indeed not profitable for me to boast. I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Now I know a man in Christ who, 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, that such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, he was caught up to paradise. And he heard unspeakable words which was not permitted for a man to utter. Now concerning such a one I will boast, but concerning myself I will not boast, except in my weaknesses. For if I should desire to boast, I will not be foolish, for I will speak the truth. But I spare you, lest anyone consider me to be beyond what he sees me to be or hear something from me. Verse 7. And lest I exalt myself above measure by the excellence of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, that it might beat me, lest I exalt myself above measure. Now concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, that's my favorite word in the Bible. I love therefores. There's 2 of them here. They're going to show you what he's learned. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in calamities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For whenever I am weak, then I'm strong. That's the word of God. There you have it. The reason this is not taught accurately is because a lot of Christians think that all sickness comes from the devil, and that all sickness can be rebuked and can be commanded out of the person. Now, you guys go to a Pentecostal church. My viewpoint might differ from what you hear there. Possibly. But we're looking at... I promise you, you're not going to get my opinion. You're going to hear what the Word of God says regarding it. So let's get going. Let's consider a few questions here this morning. Here's 5 of them. Number 1, what is Paul's thorn in the flesh? Number 2, who ultimately gave it to him? Number 3, why did the person responsible give it to him? Number 4, should I ask for one to see if I'm up for it? Number 5, does God ever use sickness to make me strong? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Question number 1, what is Paul's thorn in the flesh? Let's pick it up in verse 2. Now here in this letter, and specifically in this text, Paul's being forced to defend himself, because the people at Corinth were trashing him and saying that he wasn't a real apostle. So he was forced to defend himself. He's very sarcastic in this letter. Very strong in defending himself. And he does that more in this letter, 2 Corinthians, than anywhere else in the Bible. But yet he still remains humble. So when he says, I know a man in Christ, he's talking about himself. Now, verse 2. Now, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, all right, this is around 57. 14 years ago, puts him in Lystra in the book of Acts, chapter 14. Paul got stoned with rocks and left for dead. They thought he was dead, and they dragged him out of the city thinking he was dead. And this, most likely, is where this is what Paul's talking about. when he was knocked out cold and left for dead, and they dragged him out of the city, is where we think Paul received this revelation. He tells you what year it happened, and we know from when he said where he was at this time. I know a man in Christ who, 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know. He doesn't know what it was. Was it too much linguine that night, and he had a nightmare? Or was he actually like the Apostle John and taken in the Spirit somewhere? He doesn't know. All he knows is what he's going to tell us what happened. That this person he's boasting about was caught up. Same Greek word is where our word rapture comes from. The word is harpazo. It means to be snatched away. It means to steal violently in front of people. Like stick them up. As opposed to the Greek word klepto, which means steal in secret, to pilfer and no one knows it. Is this word steal, stick them up. Violent snatching away, violently. So this person was caught up to the third heaven. Now I know such a man, it says it again, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, only God knows. And this man was caught up into paradise. Only the second time in the Bible you'll find that word. Anyone remember the first time? On the cross, right? One of the men that died next to him, what did he say? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he says, assuredly, I say to you, this day you will be with me in. Right. He was caught up in a paradise, heard unspeakable words which was not permitted for a man to utter. Now concerning such a man or such a one, I will boast. But concerning myself, I will not boast, except in my weaknesses. So he gave the testimony that he had actually seen heaven and had seen incredible visions. And now, because of what he's seen, so that he wouldn't become proud or conceited or thinking that he was better than someone else because of what he had seen. Verse 7. Look what it says. Lest I exalt myself. And lest I exalt myself above measure by the excellence of the revelations. So you see it there. He actually says it twice in this verse. Lest I exalt myself. Or lest I exalt myself, he's saying, because of everything that I've seen. So let's actually answer question 2 before question 1. Who gave Paul the thorn? Let me ask the question. Who would do whatever it takes to keep you humble and keep you from being prideful? God or Satan?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God. Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior.